For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Let's hear from Vivian McPeak, organizer of the Seattle Hemp Fest and reformer extraordinaire.
You know, pot smokers are immoral. And I'll bet that 50% of people that say that probably think that the George Bush administration is moral. You know, it's an honor to be here among such distinguished colleagues. Before I begin, I want to say I'm a little self-conscious being in San Francisco and speaking about the Pacific Northwest movement. Because groups like ASA and California Normal and all the other incredible groups have been such trailblazers and normalizing medical marijuana and marijuana smoking in general to a degree that I don't think has ever happened. So I just want to give kudos to, you know, that I'm in a place that I realize I'm among some serious peers here. So I really want to give respect to the San Francisco movement, the California movement in general. When harvesting a crop of marijuana, it's not the roots that we save and savor. It's the tops. And grass tops is vital to anything. You know, all grassroots can really do is create an environment where the grass tops can actually actualize legalization and affect legalization. And I just, you know, want to say that many of us actually understand that. My parents often stated that they thought that there would never be anything normal about me. And I really want to thank this organization for the opportunity to prove them wrong. This is as normal as it gets, I think. Being a young man of 47 years of age, I remember back when Norma was, in my mind, a mystical crusader, a bigger-than-life organization that I would have been happy just to sweep the floors or empty the trash for as a young man. In fact, I'll be around when the panel's over if you need some help tidying up and stuff. Now, over 30 years later, I've had the opportunity to experience Norma as a flesh-and-bones institution comprised of politically, economically, and culturally diverse cross-section of everyday supporters, activists, academics, professionals, policy wonks, even maybe a couple stoners that have gotten in undetected under the radar. I read not long ago that another leading pro-reform organization, which has been very successful, had decided early on during their formation that there would not be any ponytails and scraggly beards in their organization. This may be a smart strategy for their specific goals and purposes. It's not for me to say. There's no single strategy or protocol for success, but rather a woven fabric of ideas and approaches, a mosaic that forms a picture of reform. But I believe that our strength and our future lies in our diversity, our tolerance of each other, and ultimately in our sense of community. I say that because I believe that everybody has a role and plays a part in enacting massive social change, and a key to success is knowing what the appropriate role for oneself is, considering one's resources, experience, expertise, and even what one's personal experience offers.
Be sure to tune in to this week's Cultural Baggage and Century of Lies program when we'll be bringing you much more from the recent Normal Conference in San Francisco. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.